You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week, and please tell your friends about us. Well, if I sound a little breathless, it's because I am. It's been an unbelievable day here in Washington, D.C. There's some good things to report to you. It's also been a difficult time for all men and women of goodwill. We've all seen images online, on our television sets, in the newspapers of things that are almost impossible to imagine. In the aftermath of the massacre of 1,400 Israeli civilians, some of them Americans, instead of seeing moral outrage against the terrorist group Hamas, there's been an explosion of anti-Semitism, of hatred and anger, not only against the nation of Israel, but against Jews in the United States, all over Europe, in fact, around the world. There's been violence. People have been beaten. Jewish students have had to hide in their dorm rooms on multiple American universities. It got even worse, paradoxically, on Veterans Day here in the United States, a day when we honor the sacrifice and service of our military veterans. A mob of Hamas supporters chose that day to march yet again through the streets of New York City, marring what should have been a time of respect and reflection for many Americans and the sacrifices they made. The Islamofascists and the leftist radicals that marched with them through the streets of Manhattan chanted slogans that would have made any German Nazi in the 1930s proud. Adolf Hitler would have been very comfortable in that crowd. Calls for a second Holocaust filled the air. So did chants of Allahu Akbar. The pro-Hamas marchers carried many flags of a lot of different countries, but not the flags of the United States. They carried flags of terrorist organizations and of radical Islam. They actually tore down the American flag on Veterans Day and replaced it with Palestinian flags. They burned American and Israeli flags. Now, listen to this. Jewish residents of New York City here in the United States were advised to shelter in place over the weekend for their own safety in 2023. Did Hitler win World War II? I thought we won World War II. And it's not just the United States. Across the Atlantic, Remembrance Day was observed in England, our great ally in World War II. Hundreds of thousands of pro-Hamas Muslims marched in London, displaying the same ugly conduct as their brethren in New York City. I imagine what Churchill would have said. British veterans were told not to wear their medals or their old uniforms or any evidence of their military service because they would be at risk of being attacked by these mobs. British war memorials had to be surrounded by police to protect them from vandalism. At this point, everyone but the willfully blind should now be able to see that Western nations have a fifth column of people inside of them who hate Judeo-Christian civilization and intend to bring us down. Now more than ever, we need strong, no-nonsense leaders on both sides of the Atlantic. Well, maybe by now you're saying, wait a minute, you said there was some good news. Here's the good news. After witnessing multiple demonstrations from hate-filled pro-Hamas extremists all over the country for weeks, we just saw today Americans of all races, faiths, and backgrounds come together in our nation's capital to show our support for Israel. The March for Israel was the right answer and a powerful answer to the anti-Semitic bigotry that has run rampant in our cities and our college campuses over the past month. Now listen to this. This isn't a surprise, but it's important, and it's a statement. The March for Israel was peaceful. The massive crowd proudly waved many Israeli and American flags, the two pillars of Western Judeo-Christian civilization. No one was attacked or beaten by the pro-Israel marches, nor did they vandalize buildings or historic monuments. No flags were burned in anger. In fact, our national anthem was proudly sung from the main stage to begin the march. There were no calls for genocide, but there were plenty of calls and prayers for peace and justice. The march was organized by prominent Jewish groups and supported by leading Christian organizations such as American Christian Leaders for Israel and Christians United for Israel, known as CUFI. Here at JDFI, we promoted the march and we urge Christians to attend, and we are continuing to share the spirit of the march by regularly updating you on what is happening in this great conflict and urging you in your communities, in your schools, in your neighborhoods to speak out against anti-Semitism and to reach out to your fellow Americans who are American Jews. Speakers at the march included Israeli President Isaac Herzog, famous Soviet dissident Natan Sharansky, and the new Christian Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who Dr. Dobson had the great pleasure the other day of interviewing him in one of the first interviews the Speaker gave after his election, and by Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, as well as Christians United for Israel founder, my old friend, Pastor John Hagee. The marchers also heard from several family members of Israeli hostages kidnapped by Hamas. My wife, Carol, had the pleasure a few days ago at the Museum of the Bible to meet with the families of some of these Israeli hostages. It was deeply moving for her. And I could tell when she came home later that night and she shared the stories with me that she heard. They all, in their own way, delivered the same message. America stands with Israel. We stand with Israel against the hate of Hamas. We stand for freedom and civilization against the barbarism of radical Islamic supremacy and of the left-wing progressives that in their own way are now embracing hatred of Jews. In 1945, the world made a promise of never again. It meant never again to turn a blind eye to anti-Semitism and to genocide. Today, the estimates were 200,000 Americans stood with Israel to honor that promise. And while this was happening at the same time in Congress, they were holding hearings, listening to chilling testimony about the disgusting anti-Semitism that is so prevalent on our liberal university campuses today. Well, much work remains to be done. At JDFI, we're going to stay on top of this story. It's important. And look, we're praying for peace. We want civilians on both sides of the war to be as safe as possible. But we know who's responsible for killing civilians. It's the terrorist group of Hamas that killed Israeli civilians and then used Palestinian civilians as human shields to prevent Israel from bringing those Hamas members to justice. So continue to pray, continue to reach out to your Jewish neighbors, and we at JDFI will continue to bring all the news you need to discern and interpret the extraordinary events that we are living through in the United States today. Thank you for tuning in to this weekly broadcast of Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Come back next week, and we will be here with a lot more of the news you need to hear.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.